Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ferris State Hockey First Half Update. My name is Dominic Koenig, the voice of the Bulldog hockey team, bringing you this year's news and recaps of the Ferris State Hockey 2009 first half of the season. The Bulldogs, who are at the midway point of the season, have completed exactly half of this year's campaign so far. We're going to take a look at the first half and how impressive the Dogs have been. Let's move on over to the captain for Ferris State from Big Rapids, Michigan, Cody Chupp. Assistant captain for the Ferris State Bulldog hockey team in his sophomore season back in 2007-2008, has then served as the captain for the Dogs in the past 2 years, which is now Cody's senior and last year. Cody, how does it feel to captain your hometown team, the same organization you grew up watching and wish you could be on?
Pretty amazing. You know, I always wanted to be a Bulldog and had never really thought about being the captain of the Bulldogs, you know, and when that opportunity arose and I was able to be voted by my fellow players and the coaches, you know, it just says, you know, what they think of you, which is a huge honor for me.
When you finally donned that Ferris State Bulldog hockey sweater for the first time in 2006, was it just another day or was it something special for you?
It was special. You know, the first time you put on any new team's jersey, it's a bit of a special moment. And for it to be the jersey that you've always wanted to put on, it was in our inter squad scrimmage, and it was a semi-emotional moment for me, you know, and even though it was just kind of a scrimmage amongst the players on the team, it was still a huge honor and real special.
Cody Chupp, the third-year captain from Big Rapids, with his thoughts of playing for the Dogs. Ferris State's 13-3-2 record thus far represents the program's best ever, topping the 1979-1980 season squad with a 14-4 start. The record-setting 2002-2003 team started out with a 13-5 mark en route to registering a school-best 31-10-1 overall record. The 2002-2003 Bulldogs squad also claimed its first-ever CCHA regular season championship title and made the program's first-ever and only NCAA tournament appearance. So far, the Bulldogs are undefeated in Big Rapids, posting an 11-0 home mark. Ferris State has swept 7 of the 9 series played this year, including the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Nebraska-Omaha Mavericks, the Western Michigan Broncos, the Bowling Green State Falcons, University of Connecticut Huskies, and the Robert Morris Colonials. On top of that, I am also going to add the term sweep over the number 1 Miami Ohio Redhawks, because the Bulldogs won both events in a shootout, leading Ferris State to take 4 points and Miami to take 2. Ferris State's 10-game, 8-0-2 unbeaten streak from November 6th and still unbeaten to this day is currently the program's longest since the 2002-2003 campaign, when the Bulldogs won 12 straight from February 1st to March 12th. In its current unbeaten streak, the 2009-2010 Ferris State squad has outscored its opponents with 37 goals for, 16 against, an average of 21-plus goals in that stretch. The Dogs have been nationally ranked since November 23rd in 2 of the 3 major college hockey ranking polls, with the USA Today USA Hockey magazine jumping on board on December 7th. Ferris State is currently ranked 11th by the United States College Hockey Online and the USA Today / USA Hockey magazine poll. Lastly, Inside College Hockey, who is ESPN's affiliate, has Ferris State nationally ranked at 14th. Furthermore, gaining national exposure, Ferris State Hockey was also chosen as the Team of the Week by CollegeHockeyNews.com on December 9th. Dave Goricki also published a very nice article on Bulldog hockey in the Detroit News on December 20th, and most recently on December 30th, CollegeHockeyNews.com chose Ferris State Hockey as one of the mid-season top 10 teams in the college hockey nation. Senior left wing Blair Riley from Kamloops, British Columbia, has totaled a squad high of 15 points, 10 goals, and 5 assists in those 10 contests. Blair, how does it feel to lead a college hockey team in points, one of which the Ferris State Bulldogs were doing so well this year?
Well, you know, to contribute to a team that's been having this much success is, you know, it means a lot, especially for my senior year. I wanted to come back in this year and have a really strong finish to my career at Ferris State. And, you know, especially playing in the CCHA where you play a tough competition every single night. You're playing against good teams and a lot of high-caliber defense that are, a lot of them are actually NHL ready, you know, so it's been a good honor so far.
In your fourth and final year here at Ferris State as a senior, is it something special for you to leave your college hockey career being nationally ranked so high, your team doing so well, and such a good vibe for your squad?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for the first half, I couldn't have scripted it any better. for a senior season. Things have gone exactly the way I could have hoped. You know, it's been a lot of fun playing these this first half, and hopefully we can continue in the second half and make a good strong run at a CCHA title and hopefully get in the NCAA tournament. That's our ultimate goal, and that's what we're looking to do here in the second half. We've kind of set ourselves up nicely to have a very successful season with the first half that we had.
Blair Riley leading the team with goals and points for the Dogs this season with his thoughts and comments on the Bulldog Hockey Club. Adding to the top three in the list of points in those 10 encounters for the Bulldog Hockey squad, senior right wing Cody Chupp, who we just talked to, has 11 points on 4 goals and 7 assists this season. Lastly, sophomore defenseman Brett Weiss-Sopel from LaGrange Park, Illinois, has recorded 10 points on 2 goals and 8 assists. Weiss-Sopel, a transfer from Colorado College, played his freshman year for the Tigers and then came here to Ferris State. He sat last year out as a redshirt sophomore and is now suiting up for the Bulldogs. In net, junior goaltender Pat Nagel sits at a 4-2-1 record with a 1.59 goals against average and a save percentage of .940. Sophomore goaltender Taylor Nelson from Regina, Saskatchewan sports a 9-1-1 record with a 1.72 goals against average, good enough for a .937 save percentage in 7 appearances. With goaltending like that, I don't know what more you could possibly say when you have the number 2 goaltender Pat Nagel in the country and number 3 goaltender Taylor Nelson. Ferris State obviously is also, if you look at the records, has the least amount of goals against in a game. Looking ahead for the Bulldogs, Ferris State travels to Madison, Wisconsin to make its third appearance in the program's history at the Wisconsin Badger Hockey Showdown after winning back-to-back championship titles in the 2003-2004 and 2004-2005 seasons. The Bulldogs skated to a 3-1 victory over host Wisconsin in the championship game on December 28, 2003 of the 2003-2004 season, and then tallied a 5-3 decision over the Badgers on January 1, 2005 in the Turie Championship contest for the 2004-2005 campaign. The number 11 nationally ranked Bulldogs play the number 8 nationally ranked Yale Bulldogs on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern. After that, Ferris State could either play the Merrimack Warriors or the Wisconsin Badgers, depending on the game's scores. The Bulldogs return back to CCHA action on January 9th and 10th with a 2-game road series against the nationally ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish at the University of Notre Dame's Joyce Center in Notre Dame, Indiana. The two teams square off for the first time this season on Saturday, January 9th at 7:05 p.m. before wrapping up the 2-game set on Sunday, January 10th with a 4:05 p.m. start. After that, the Bulldogs come home for the first time in 5 weeks to take on the current number 1 nationally ranked Miami, Ohio Redhawks. Like I mentioned previously in the show, Ferris State took on Miami in Oxford, Ohio, and won both games in a shootout for the Redhawks. For those fans wishing to watch one of college hockey's success stories this season, you'll have an opportunity to do so at a savings as the Ferris State University Athletics Department announced the home stretch special ticket package for the nationally ranked Bulldog hockey team's remaining 7 2010 regular season home contests. The Bulldogs' remaining 7 home outings this season features contests against some of the top collegiate hockey teams in the nation. Ferris State University will skate against several nationally ranked Central Collegiate Hockey Association teams, such as number 1 Miami, Ohio, and 11th ranked Michigan State, along with highly competitive league foes Michigan, Northern Michigan, and Western Michigan. The home stretch special for the general public can save $20 and get the last 7 regular season home games for just $72. Students, you can also save money and guarantee yourself a spot in the Ferris State student section, the Dog Pound, for the Michigan and Michigan State games. Get the remaining 7 regular season home games for just $37. For more information, call the FSU Athletics Ticket Office at 231-591-2888. Ferris State's final 7 2009-2010 regular season home outings are Miami, January 15th to 16th, Michigan, January 23rd, Northern Michigan, February 5th and 6th, Michigan State, February 19th, and Western Michigan, February 26th. Opening faceoff is at 7:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Friday games at 5:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday games, with the exception of the January 23rd game versus Michigan at 8:05 p.m. and the February 6th outing against Northern Michigan at 7:35 p.m. Why are those games changed? The Ferris State Bulldogs will have two nationally ranked games televised and one from the FSN Detroit family, which is a regional televised broadcast company. The first nationally televised game is on Friday, January 22nd at 8 p.m. when the Dogs travel to Ann Arbor, Michigan to take on the Michigan Wolverines. That next night, Ferris State hosts the Wolverines in Big Rapids, also nationally televised by CBS College Sports at 8 p.m. Lastly, FSN Detroit Plus will televise the February 6th home game in Big Rapids versus the Northern Michigan Wildcats at 7:35 p.m. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Ferris State Hockey First Half Update. I would also like to thank the athletic department here at Ferris State University, especially Athletic Director Tom Karinovic, Associate Athletic Director John Coles, and the Athletics Communication Director Joe Gorby for his work and time. For myself, Dominic Hennig, the radio play-by-play broadcaster for the Ferris State Bulldog Hockey Team on 100.9 FM WWBR, God bless you, and go Bulldogs!